The former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has officially entered the 2024 race for the White House. Pence's bid will pit him against his former boss, Donald Trump. Alan Fisher reports from Washington, D.C.
We gave America a new beginning for life.
He's in. Everyone knew he would be. Now it's official. After spending months laying the groundwork, former Vice President Mike Pence has filed the paperwork to take on his old boss for the Republican presidential nomination. Pence went against Donald Trump once before. He refused to block Joe Biden's election as president as Trump wanted and ended up running for his life from his supporters.
Because he's going to have to address January 6th with Donald Trump presumably right next to him. And that's going to be really interesting to see in terms of how he's going to answer that, how Trump is going to respond. It's going to be really intriguing. I don't think he has any chance of winning.
Pence joins a growing field. Nikki Haley, the former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., is in, and Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina. Once a Trump advisor, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who failed in the 2016 nomination fight, is expected to announce on Tuesday. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum will join this week too, with Asa Hutchinson from Arkansas, who's already declared. Both are names hardly known out of their home states and early favourites to drop out. And there's Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, expected to be Trump's biggest challenger, but most polls have him hardly making a dent in Trump's lead. That's given others heart. Now they believe they could be the person to beat Trump.
I think a lot of these people aren't running because they want to be president, honestly. I think a lot of them are running because they either want a cabinet position or they want to be the running mate. And they refuse to attack Donald Trump because they're afraid of him. And they're afraid of his base. And they want to have that support to further their political ambitions.
The field is already crowded and more are expected to join. But they're all still a long way behind Donald Trump. Mike Pence hopes he can create his own little bit of history and become the latest vice president to win the top job, just like the man he would ultimately have to beat, Joe Biden. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, Washington.
Let's now speak to Adolfo Franco, who's a Republican strategist, supportive of President Trump. He's in Washington, D.C., joining us from there. Thanks for being with us on Al Jazeera. So how unusual is it for a former vice president to run against the president that he served?
Well, this is highly unusual, Darian. Thank you very much for the invitation. The closest thing we've had in our country to this is really 1912. But there's not much of an analogy between former President Theodore Roosevelt and President Taft. But that's a long, long way away. So this is highly, highly unusual. But, of course, American politics has been highly unusual in recent years as well.
Yeah, it has. So what can we expect then from the Pence campaign?
Well, a couple of things. I thought your report was excellent. A lot of these candidates are running for the second spot or for the cabinet. Of course, that's not Mr. Pence's possibilities. He's in a very peculiar position to the Republican base, to the highly dominated by President Trump. He's seen now as disloyal. This reference to January 6th, that does not play well with Republican voters and Trump supporters. So he's seen as disloyal. And at the same time, he owns the Trump agenda. He was vice president. So other candidates, such as Mr. DeSantis, can distinguish themselves. He just did recently. He said, for example, Governor DeSantis, that why didn't President Trump accomplish a number of things regarding the deep state and investigations and Mexican wall in his 4 years? He's attacking the Trump record. He's saying, Governor DeSantis, I'll get it done. So he's distinguishing himself about what he can accomplish. Vice President Pence can't do that. So he can't really run against President Trump's record. That's his record. And at the same time, if he runs against
but
President
he is kind
Trump,
of allow me for a second. I mean, he is expected to position himself as a continuation of the Trump's agenda, but without the baggage. So is that not going to appeal to Republican voters?
Well, that's the lane that other voters have as well. Mr. DeSantis has embraced it. Almost every major candidate has any chance of winning the nomination has embraced the Trump agenda. Almost all of them. They haven't embraced President Trump. Governor Christie, for example, embraces the agenda. He just says President Trump can't be elected. But they don't distinguish themselves. The only ones that distinguish themselves are people that are not really serious contenders, such as Governor Hutchinson, or, of course, undeclared candidates like Liz Cheney and and Governor Sununu. So that is his, you've asked the right question. That is his predicament. He is continuation of Trump, but disloyal to Trump. So you either, if you're a Trump supporter and like the Trump agenda, and you don't think President Trump is electable, you will turn to Governor DeSantis, for example.
Right.
And if you really don't like President Trump, you're not going to turn to his vice president. You would turn to Governor Christie or others who have attacked President Trump very directly.
Look, what are we to read into the fact that so far as we know, according to the polls, Trump is commanding the lead, and now you have a number of candidates who are entering the race. What are we to read into that?
Well, I read it into this, into those numbers, and into the candidacy, I should say. There is a sense, many of these candidates, that President Trump could implode. We are expecting in Washington this week, later this week, an indictment of President Trump on a federal charges of obstruction in the documents case in Mar-a-Lago. So there's this, even though it has helped President Trump to date and might continue to help President Trump, it's unclear whether that will be short, long, or long term. So these candidates are positioning themselves with the expectation, possibility that President Trump will falter, that President Trump will become his own victim in many sense, and they will be there to pick up the pieces. That is really what the agenda is, and that's why you've seen them gingerly differ with his policy positions. The problem with Vice President Pence is that Trump loyalists are not going to embrace a disloyal vice president in the eyes of Republican voters. He might appeal to centrists outside the Republican Party or to some Democrats, but not to Republican voters. So his candidacy will either be launched effectively in Iowa or it will die in Iowa. Right. And I will just say one additional point that I think is very important. He does appeal, Vice President Trump, Vice President Pence, and why he was selected by President Trump, with evangelicals, Mormons, religious conservatives, who make up the vast majority of Iowa Republicans. That's first in our country caucus. So if he does well in Iowa and President Trump were to falter, that is his narrow lane to the nomination.
Okay, thank you so much, Adolfo Franco, for joining us from Washington, D.C.
Thank you so much.